Trevor, good to see you competing again in another Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon. Presumably you want to go a little bit quicker, although you did it pretty well for a first attempt last year.
Yeah, not bad, Rupert. I enjoyed it. You know, it was one of them where it's very new to me. I did a little bit of practice with one of the running clubs here, Creek Striders, and they were very helpful and gave me a lot of tips to help me get round and finish the course. And yeah, everything went to plan. I had a negative split, which means I did the first half slower than the second half and felt really good at the end. So I was, yeah, delighted. Really big achievement for me. Not built for long distance running, so I was absolutely delighted to get through it and finish feeling so strong.
And was it always an ambition then to carry on keeping going? Was always what you did a year ago the incentive to go to London and try your hand again here this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've always enjoyed running. Never really. I mean, when I first got out to Dubai, I was doing, you know, I'd go out and do a run for 6K and think, oh, that was a good workout. And, you know, drop of an app, we do 20K runs now. So mentally, I've just changed my approach to running. Pace yourself. You know, if you're out of breath, you're running too fast. There's loads of adages and help that you're given when you start getting involved in these running groups. But, yeah, it did inspire me. You know, I went through it. I really felt, pride in what I'd done, and I was doing it for charity, so you know it's nice when you're doing things like that for charity, and I just felt it was a fantastic day.
Well, you've got a full and active life out here with obviously the Premier League season in
sure.
Full swing. That pays the mortgage.
Yep.
And obviously as an ex-QPR player, it's never dull, is it?
Very interesting. I mean, I was you know, obviously Uzi spent quite a lot of money in the summer, Mark Hughes, and I was expecting Queen's Park Rangers to be a decent middle of the table team this year, and it's just not worked that way. They've had injuries. I think defensively they've been average to say the best. You know, they've got a lot of work to do in that department. I think offensively they've looked dangerous but not scored enough goals. I think that's why Harry's gone out and spent quite a lot of money on Remy, who started his Queen's Park Rangers career well, scoring against West Ham. So, but I think they probably need one or two more players, especially defensively. It looks like Nielsen might be leaving because he's earned a job as a manager in the MLS with Toronto. So that is a key player that they're going to miss, and he's been fantastic in my opinion. He's an older boy and he stood up really well to the task. So a lot of work for Harry to do. He's got 10 days or so in the transfer window remaining. So it'd be interesting to see who they bring in and how the season develops for them.
Somebody's going to wheel and deal. It's
Harry,
yeah. Isn't it?
You definitely want Harry to wheel and deal for you. I mean, I read in the media, I'm not sure how true this is, but he's been going for a player called Envia, and one of the reasons that he tried to persuade Envia to sign for Queen's Park Rangers was to say that it'd be the quickest way for him to get to Manchester United. So, I mean, only Harry could come out with reasons like that, but I think he was half buying into it, but I don't think it's going to happen now, which is a shame because I think he's a quality player. And he's one of them players that I think would do very well under Harry because he's got a little edge to him. He's been banned from international football with France and this, that and other for a few shenanigans, and Harry's one of them managers that can actually put his arm around you, make you want to play well for him, and he actually makes you, you know, feel $1 million. So I think he would have done very well under Harry.
Can he do it?
Mr. Houdini? I think so. I think he can. I think they have got the quality there. It's just whether they can keep their nerve. I think the fans are going to be important at home. You know, it's a tight ground at Loftus Road, and if the 19,000 fans that are there can get right behind the team, whatever's happening, I think that'll give QPR the extra man, and they can listen. It's possible. They're 5 points adrift, and two wins, they're back in it.
Now, 19 years ago, on the day of the Standard Chartered Marathon, you had your career-defining moment. Does it seem like 19 years ago when you scored one of the goals of the decade in the FA Cup against Barnsley?
Very kind, Ruth. It doesn't seem like 19 years ago, and it's incredible to, you know, wonder where them years have gone. Obviously it's the best goal I've ever scored. Been dining out on it for a year or two, I would say. But yeah, I get reminded of that, and you know, QPR fans have been very loyal to me over the years, and you know, I really do genuinely hope they stay up.
And when you're feeling a bit down, thinking, reflecting your creed, you go onto YouTube and immediately go, I could play a bit.
Yeah, my boys do. I've got three boys who are very keen footballers, and they always get it on YouTube and say, "Dad, I can't believe this goal."
And you go, "I can't believe
that wasn't me." They're like, "Where's your hair, Dad?" You know, it's one of them. It's gone because of you lot giving me stress.